speechless horror. Our most surprising finding was a white spot in the left frontal lobe of the cortex, in a region called Broca's area. In this case, the change in color meant that there was a significant decrease in that part of the brain. Broca's area is one of the speech centers of the brain, which is often affected in stroke patients when the blood supply to that region is cut off. Without a functioning Broca's area, you cannot put your thoughts and feelings into words. Our scans showed that Broca's area went offline whenever a flashback was triggered. In other words, we have visual proof that the effects of trauma are not necessarily different from and can overlap with the effects of physical lesions like strokes. All trauma is proverbial. Shakespeare captures this state of speechless terror in Macbeth after the murdered king's body is discovered. Oh, horror, horror, horror! Tongue nor heart cannot conceive nor name thee. Confusion now hath made his masterpiece. Under extreme conditions, people may scream obscenities, call for their mothers, howl in terror, or simply shut down. Victims of assaults and accidents sit mute and frozen in emergency rooms. Traumatized children lose their tongues and refuse to speak. Photographs of combat soldiers show hollow-eyed men staring mutely into a void. Even years later, traumatized people often have enormous difficulty telling other people what has happened to them. Their bodies re-experience terror, rage, and helplessness, as well as the impulse to fight or flee, but these feelings are almost impossible to articulate. Trauma, by nature, drives us to the edge of comprehension, cutting us off from language based on common experience or an imaginable past. This doesn't mean that people can't talk about a tragedy that has befallen them. Sooner or later, most survivors, like the veterans in Chapter 1, come up with what many of them call their cover story that offers some explanation for their symptoms and behavior for public consumption. These stories, however, rarely capture the inner truth of the experience. It is enormously difficult to organize one's traumatic experiences into a coherent account, a narrative with a beginning, a middle, and an end. Even a seasoned reporter, like the famed CBS correspondent Ed Murrow, struggled to convey the atrocities he saw when the Nazi concentration camp Buchenwald was liberated in 1945. He said, "I pray you believe what I have said. I reported what I saw and heard, but only part of it. For most of it, I have no words."